We are speaking to you from the United Nations building in Flushing, close to the conference room where the steering committee of the General Session is now meeting. And at our microphone is Abdel Rahman Adzam Pasha, Secretary General of the Arab League, who has just left the committee room in order to explain to us the Arab point of view on the Palestine problem. But before we get into that, Adzam Pasha, I'd like to find out something about you. Is this your first trip to America?
Yes, it's my first trip to the United States.
To the United States? Are you here alone, aside from the official delegation?
I'm here with my wife.
Is this her first trip, too?
This is her first trip, too.
How do you like New York?
I haven't been around New York yet. I have all, during these last 2 days, been busy in committees and meetings.
I see. Well, we hope that you'll get a chance to perhaps see what New York City is like. By the way, what do you think of American food?
I have traveled so much around the world that I'm used to every kind of food now.
I understand. Well, now, sir, we understand that you are the Secretary General of the Arab League. We've been hearing a lot about the Arab League the last few days, and just what is it?
The Arab League is an institution coming out of a pact signed by seven Arab states. The seven Arab states are the Egypt, Saudi Arabia, the Lebanon, Syria, Transjordan, Iraq, and Yemen. The Arab people for a long time have been insisting for unity, and the states saw it fit that they should unite and get this organization as soon as possible. And they have done it 2 years ago.
Are Arabs everywhere but in Palestine free and independent at this time?
Half the Arab world is not yet free. North Africa, there is about 25 million Arabs. In Palestine and around the peninsula, there are many million Arabs who are not yet free.
Well, why does the Arab League, Adzam Pasha, want a United Nations decision on the future status of Palestine before a report of an investigation commission?
You see, there are so many commissions that have reported in Palestine before. And the Palestinian problem has been on the stage for the last 25 years. And the Arabs thought that the best thing to do is to get a quick solution. The situation in the country is deteriorating into anarchy. And it is not in the interest of anybody to waste time. And therefore the Arabs insist that a discussion and a decision should be formed now.
Well, speaking of the stage, we've been watching the proceedings this morning and we heard a delegate say that the present committee discussion was like playing Hamlet without the Prince of Denmark. Now, what is the League's attitude towards Jewish representation during the coming assembly discussions?
I think the Jews, as Jews, are represented in every delegation here.
How so?
Because they are citizens of the various states. The Arab delegation themselves represent hundreds of thousands of Jews.
Who are living as
equal citizens in the Arab states.
Well now, if Palestine should become an independent Arab state, what form of government would that take and what would be the position of the Jew in that country?
Well, we look on an independent state of Palestine in which the Arabs and Jews will be equal citizens. The Jews would even be privileged in having their community represented in according to their number, whether in the legislative or in the administration. They can keep their language, they will have a culture and a spiritual home in that independent state.
Well, if this Palestine independent state should be established, what would be the Arab attitude in Palestine towards future Jewish immigration?
Well, we have always thought of immigration as something different from the political future of Palestine. The political future of Palestine should be determined on democratic principles. The displaced person question in Europe should be decided on an international basis. We have asked the big powers, and I have insisted in the conference at London last year, that we should have a solution by agreement of all powers or ever or all the powers who are most interested to get a solution to the displaced persons question. And if the big powers and the small powers agree to a similar solution, they'll find the Arabs more generous and more tolerant than most of the people of the world.
Now, we know that Palestine presents a very troubled conflict at the present time, but now how, in your opinion, does it relate to, or how does it fit into, the present world situation?
It is an older problem than the present world situation. And we want the freedom of Palestine and the independence of Palestine, whatever the world situation may be. We insist on the liberation of this people.
Well, thank you very much.